Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we prepare to remember the ministry of the Joy Circle, as we prepare to dedicate new pyramids, we also gather together with God's church to celebrate Trinity Sunday. Now, this Sunday is not about a doctrine of the church as much as it is about the ways that God relates to us, the ways that God enters into our lives. Father Creator, who provides sunshine and stars, the weather we either delight in or complain about, the blooms of spring, warmth of summer, the glories of autumn, and cozy winters. The Father has created us good and stands by us to help us to become children as we are called to be. And then the Son, our Savior Jesus, who became one of us, lived and died that we might see a life inspired by and empowered by that unconditional love of God. Jesus has also redeemed us, saved us, and called us to follow. And the Holy Spirit, who comes to us as advocate and friend, who comes to inspire our faith, guide our living, forgive us when we fall, and sends us out to try again. These are not gods with a small g, but they are aspects of the one God we worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us that the Father, that He and the Father are one, and that from them comes the Holy Spirit. One God in three persons, and if your head hurts as you ponder that, welcome to the club. Trinity is not only the source of headaches, it is the heart of our faith. Trinity helps us. It really does. It helps us to walk into the world with a mission, with a purpose. And we hear Jesus giving that purpose once again in our gospel reading today. From Luke, a couple of weeks ago, Jesus told the disciples that they would be witnesses of God's love in Jerusalem, in Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Today in Matthew's gospel, we have another point of view that is describing how it is that we can witness. We hear Jesus tell the disciples, tell us, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Jesus gives this great commission. He gives us this mission. It is what we have all been called to do when we come to this baptismal font. We have been called to witness, love, teach, care for, listen to. We have been called to live the love that God has given us through Jesus Christ our Lord, grounded in the Trinity, surrounded by the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are called to reach out and spread the love. That is the what and the why of our lives of faith. And the foundation, the heart, is the Trinity. But now I begin to ask questions like, how is that possible for us to do and live as Jesus commanded? We're humans, broken, sinful humans. So how is it that we can live this mission that Jesus gives us? And from our reading from Corinthians today, Paul shows us how that is possible in the apostolic greeting. You've heard this before. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It was almost as if you were wanting to finish and also with you before you finished doing the reading today, Karen. You know, it's just, it's in us. That's how we greet one another. It's not hello, it's not howdy, it's nothing like that. It's greeting us in the name and in the power of the Trinity. And in that greeting, Paul places us in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The truth that we then learn from Paul, the truth we learn from Jesus and from so many others, is that the God we worship, the God that we celebrate, this God comes to be with us. We're not asked to climb a ladder or a mountain or to struggle through something from out of American Gladiators or something like that. We are called to follow Jesus. And so from the incarnation of Jesus to the tongues of fire at Pentecost to every breath we take, God comes to be with us in the morning. And in the evening, in the teaching and the healing, in the guidance and the care. The Trinity wants to be with us as we go into the world, making God's vision into our mission. God chooses to be with us. God wants to work with us. And God stands by us always. So when we hear that apostolic greeting, we can rally around the presence and the peace that is ours from the Trinity and to continue to live as children of God and followers of Jesus, filled with grace and love, living in communion with God and with one another. And so you see, the blessings of God that we celebrate today are based on the fact that we were created good and in the image of God. In that amazing poetic reading from Genesis this morning, as the creative impulse of the Father worked through the power of the Word of God, following the inspiration of the Spirit moving across the face of the waters, the world was created, and it was created orderly and good, indeed very good. Light, sky, sea, land and trees, sun, moon and stars, birds and fish, animals and all were created good. And then the human ones, that's us. We were created last. We are the pinnacle of creation. And we were created in the image of God. Now that doesn't mean that God looks like us. It means that what most defines God, relationship and love, we get to look like that. We were made to live together and to share love. Unconditional, sacrificial love freely shared and given as it is freely shared and given to us. That is why the Trinity is the heart of our faith. Created in the image of God, called to be in relationships filled with love, we are sent into the world. Now, unfortunately, we're sinners. Our relationship with God is broken, and our relationships with one another can also be broken. We spend too much time looking out for ourselves. We place our trust in far too many other things, and we leave God out. We are trapped in our selfishness, our greed, our resentment and vengeance, and we need a Savior, a Redeemer, an advocate, and God provides for us all of that. The love of God that created us good, the love of God that sent Jesus to be one of us, the love of God that comes as the Spirit to inspire us, that love is the basis of our faith. It is the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that fuels our lives, love and service. It fuels our mission of witness and teaching. It fuels our reality of being baptized people who go out to baptize. When we go out into the world, God is with us. When we need the help of God the Father is there in love to aid us. When we need the help of our Savior Jesus, Jesus is with us in love to help. when we need our advocate, our friend. The Holy Spirit is with us to stand by us always. God is with us always. So as we gather today, let us remember the love that God has shown us as Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, as the perfect parent, the perfect Savior, and the perfect inspiration. Let us stand here together awaiting that presence and peace, and then let us go out into the world to bring it all to our neighbors and friends, families, strangers, even enemies. For that is what we are called to do. Amen.